Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Good afternoon, Pastor Sibanda.
Good afternoon, sir. How are you?
Very well, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well.
Oh, fantastic, man. I hope your week has been good.
Yes, it has been good.
Lovely, lovely, lovely. I'm actually trying to recall that the Shona words, man, that we started with yesterday. They were coming from a song, but it was saying, "Let us kneel and pray." I think that was what it was saying. What is it in Shona again?
Fugama unamate.
Fugama unamate. Tinga fugama tinamatei. Aha, let us kneel and pray. Yeah, I remember that one. I've been practicing it, actually. It now came back. Thank you so much, Pastor.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, well, before we do a wrap-up of what we've been talking about, please just recap for us highlights of what we have spoken about during the week, especially those who are joining us for the first time today.
Actually, we have been talking about God and man, discussing issues of stewardship, financial stewardship, whether God is concerned about our money, is God after our money? What exactly does God need from us? Is there a blessing from tithing? This is what we've been discussing. Mm. And summarily, we could simply say God is interested in us. Mm. God is the source of everything. He is the one who has blessed us with everything that we have.
Yeah.
And in our participation in stewardship, we are actually enhancing God's work.
Fantastic. Now, let's go on then with today's business. Thank you so much. And those who are joining us for the first time, you've heard it yourself from the pastor. That's what we've been talking about, and this is what he has been teaching on this week. Now, Pastor, what does the Bible mean when it says you cannot serve God and money? Oh, man. Yeah, okay. What did Jesus mean when he said it would be easier for a camel to go through the eye of an eagle than for a rich man to enter heaven? What exactly does this mean? Is it impossible for a wealthy person to be saved? Exactly what was it talking about here?
Not really. The context of that subject matter is very critical.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, this is Luke chapter 18. Jesus goes on and until Peter asks a question to say, then who will be saved? And Jesus responds by saying, what is impossible with man is possible with God. Suddenly, chapter 19 brings another rich man again in the name of Zacchaeus. And Zacchaeus gives everything to the poor. He says, half of my property I will give to the poor, the remainder I will give to those that I have stolen from. So Jesus was not saying the rich will not be saved, but rather the rich who have put their riches as their primary focus, who are attached only to their riches, then those can never be saved.
Yeah. So those who are attached to their riches can never be saved because they are not supposed to be attached to them?
Yes. God is actually the blesser.
Mm.
One has to be attached to God who blesses, not the blessing.
I see. Lovely. And then what does the Bible mean then when it says you cannot serve God and money? How do you serve money?
When money becomes your primary focus, when money becomes your primary focus, when money becomes a god of some sort, when whatever you are thinking about is now revolving on money, then something is wrong. But when whatever I am doing is revolving on God, then whatever I get as money, then do the business which my God would want me to do, then I'm serving God.
Okay. Interesting. So it should not control my agenda, but my agenda should be controlled by God himself.
Yes, money should not control my agenda, but I need to do God's agenda with the money that I have.
I see. I see what you mean. I see what you mean. Now, why did Christ link our spiritual lives so closely to financial matters?
Christ himself says, where a man's riches are, where a man's treasures are, so is his heart. Implying, if we are to be spiritually sound, we should be able to take our treasures to God. And when our treasures are with God, then our hearts are also with God.
Is it automatic that if our treasures are with God, then our hearts will be with God?
It's automatic, because the one who said these statements is God himself.
I see.
He said, where your treasure is, so your heart is.
I get
Since it's God who said that, so if my treasure can be entrusted to God, then automatically I can be entrusted to God myself.
Okay, very interesting there. Now, should we ask that God will give us nothing more and nothing less than our family's necessity and nothing extra?
No, not really. Like I said the other day, human beings were created as social beings. I don't only live for myself and my family. I also live even for everyone else. So I would rather have a God who blesses me so that I can be able to bless anyone else that I come across. I should be able to impact others with the blessing I have. Lest if I have only that which concentrates on my family, then I become useless to the world at large.
Yo. Now, Pastor, thank you so much, man, for this. I need you to please give us your final thoughts and summary of the teachings that you really want the listener to remember as we are finalizing our lesson today, as we are concluding our discussion that we started on Monday. There probably are things that you really want to impress upon, that you want to emphasize, that the listeners may not forget.
I would want to summarize by saying, God is the creator, and we are just but creatures. God is the source of all wealth that is on planet Earth. Everything we have is actually secondarily. God is the primary owner of everything. Hence, God does not want us to focus on the things that he created, the gold, the diamonds that he deposited on planet Earth. But rather, God wants us to concentrate on him, the source of all these blessings. Hence, when we concentrate on God and we are attached on God, then when these resources come our way, we are able to use them the way that will please God. So God does not become better because we worship him, but we become better because we worship God. He is the source of all life.
Source of all life indeed. And so we come to him first, and everything else will then be added thereafter.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Well, Pastor, I must thank you and appreciate your time for having been with us since Monday. You've spent your precious time talking to the listeners of Adventist World Radio. And for this, we are truly, truly grateful. I then wish that the Lord God Most High would spend time blessing you, blessing your ministry, and you know, showing up and showing off in your life. Thank you so much.
Welcome, my brother. Thank you so much for the wishes. God bless you too.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.